Wildlife is all around us, but sometimes it takes a quiet walk out into nature to hear what you're missing, perhaps on 140 acres in Craftsbury. Well, on a recent chilly Friday night, Chris Bogut, the executive director of the Lake Champlain Land Trust, led the trust's annual Owl Hoot. 30 brave souls showed up at Niquette Bay State Park in Colchester in hopes of hearing that goosebump-inducing call up close and personal.
It's 12 degrees. That's balmy. Last year it was zero. It was zero last year when we went. So welcome, everybody. I will be your naturalist tonight. This is my fifth owl hoot. It can be very powerful to just walk in the forest on a quiet night. I mean, we rarely all unplug and do this. Got a little bit of moonlight tonight. Niquette Bay State Park is one of the wildest areas in Chittenden County. It's a big park. A lot of nooks and crannies, a lot of places for wildlife. And so wildlife have always been here. As the surrounding area gets developed, they're gonna use this more and more as a wildlife reserve. And what we find really important here is there's so much biodiversity. A lot of different natural communities, a lot of rare species. The owls are gonna be around looking for mice. And if you go off the trail just a little bit, there's lots of mice tracks all over. I'm gonna try not to stop too many times because it's cold. We'll stop, we'll play the calls, and we'll try to listen and hear if they respond. They'll be territorial. We will not be playing the great horned owl call because they tend to eat the other two owls. So we'll be doing the barred owl call and the screech owl call.
Are you going to be doing the call or is it recorded?
It's recorded on the iPad. Yeah, I'm not that good a caller.
I bet you can do it.
A little early still, so I'm gonna be optimistic about it. Keep trudging down, and we'll see what happens at the next stop.
Success! The intrepid owl hunters were able to hear two barred owls responding to the calls from the iPad and then calling to one another. Those sounds at the end, those real live barred owls. What a cool thing to be able to hear them in the night, not even see them, maybe see some flapping of wings. Pretty fabulous thing. VPR's Rick Singeri produced that piece, and that'll round out today's show.